Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Mate. It's Matty Goward and we are loving some brand new stuff from singer-writer Sinani. It is called Say You Love Me. It's kind of a bit genre-defying, so the best way to find out all about it is to chat to her right now. Sinani, thanks so much for spending some time here on Oz Mate.
Thanks so much, Matty. It's a pleasure to be on and thanks for having me.
This is a great new track, Sinani. Like, it does have a really chilled-out vibe, but it's got some cool grooves behind it. How did you come about putting it together?
Well, it was kind of a combined effort. So The initial song I co-wrote with my sister Lanka, it was actually written quite a long time ago. It was one of the very first songs that I wrote. It was produced kind of as a demo back in those days, but I wanted to redo it and, you know, do it kind of properly. So about a year ago, I went into the studio and that kind of evolved from there.
Yeah, and you've got a film clip that goes with it, Sinani, and you say you wrote this one a little while ago. How recently did you do the film clip for it?
The film clip was actually last year. The club scene was filmed, and then this year I did the open car drone scene.
Yeah, the little mini.
That was really fun because it was actually at the beginning of the restrictions and not that we were doing anything wrong, but it was a bit exciting because it was on the border of when we may not have been able to go out.
And you've actually followed this one up with some incredible success before it. You had Free and Voodoo Girl, which actually made quite a bit of traction on the charts right around the world.
Free actually did really well. It was nominated for a Hollywood Music Award in the USA. And then it went to number one in Sri Lanka for about 6 weeks.
Awesome.
And then in the UK, I did a dance version of it. And it went around to the clubs and then it got into the Music Week charts in the top 20.
Awesome. Did you feel any pressure off the back of bringing out new stuff with Say You Love Me, having had so much success with previous releases?
No, because you know what happened after that? Because it was so kind of successful, I mean, as an independent artist. And I was a bit overwhelmed because I was in Sri Lanka. I was getting a bit of, you know, attention through interviews and media and being on a bit of a high. And then I kind of wanted to go quiet after that and hibernate a bit and just kind of plan the next thing I wanted to do. I don't really think about comparing it in terms of how successful it's going to be or comparing it to the previous. Each track is important, each song, and they're quite different. Yeah, and I just enjoy you know, the process of creating music.
And what are you looking to create next? You're saying there's an EP. What about into the rest of, well, there's not much left of this year, is there? But what are we looking at for 21, Sinani?
So I'm going to be filming another couple of music videos for the next two tracks on the EP, which I'm going to release. Yeah, and I'm planning to actually promote in the UK. So that's also going to happen. And then I'll put together my band again and do some performances, Sydney, and just hopefully like statewide as well.
Yeah, well, hopefully the restrictions and everything stays quite calm and that after Christmas into the new year, we can kind of kick back into the live scene again, hey?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, music brings so much joy, not only to the artist, but, you know, to the public and people. So I think it's a shame if, you know, it doesn't come back out in a big way.
Well, in a big way, we're going to play your brand new one, Sinani. This is Say You Love Me. Really appreciate you spending some time here on Oz Mate.
Thanks so much. It was really nice talking to you.